Blog Talk Radio.
Purely for Sid.
This is your announcer Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. In the last week, Sip's favorite comedian, and the singer of one of his favorite announcer Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Charles Manson died on Sunday. Just when you think this year can't get any worse, I lose my personal style and tattoo icon. I guess I'll have to go on planning my ritualistic murder of all the Livecast hosts on my own. Sad. And now, here's the Metal Injection Livecast.
Does Chuck want a swastika tattoo on his forehead? He doesn't not want one, apparently.
He wants the Patrick Swayze tattoo.
Yeah, it's the Metal Injection Livecast.
Wait, I thought we were going to do a moment of silence for Charles Manson.
We were?
Yeah, didn't we talk about this in the pre-production?
All right. No? I don't know if he needs a moment of silence. He's going to have an eternity of silence.
You see?
Well, he's dead.
Oh. He'll probably take any opportunity he can during a moment of silence and use it as an opportunity to sing.
Oh. Do you think he's writing songs in hell now? More a new album?
I don't think he's in hell.
Singing.
Why would he be in hell?
There's no such thing as hell. That's why.
Exactly.
You just die. That's it.
Yeah. He ceases to be.
He was the original sexual assault backlash because he killed Roman Polanski's wife. Roman Polanski, yeah.
But didn't he kill Roman Polanski's wife before he molested anybody?
That's how much he knew. He had the brain power. He had the psychic power to know.
So he's perhaps the first SJW.
Yes.
But maybe he drove Polanski to have a sickness, and that's why he molested.
Right. Maybe Polanski couldn't get over the death of his beautiful wife. Shot
he's
his face.
Let me go fuck a kid in the ass.
Yeah. He's like, I can never fornicate with anyone of my generation, or probably slightly younger than me. Now
yes.
They have to be way younger.
Or
than
maybe
me.
He yeah. maybe he just needed to sleep with women X amount of years younger than him, and then like as he got older, that number got higher and higher. So now he's
right. Like every year he got older, he subtracted a year the other way,
and then he crossed the line somewhere.
Yeah, oh.
Some mathematical line.
It was like. Yeah, yeah. It 1 year just past the age of consent, and
yes.
That's when it became problematic.
Oh, Roman.
And with that, we welcome you. It's the Metal Injection Livecast. I'm Rob, here with domestic Darren Delgado.
Huh?
Yeah, you're from the States.
I am. I was born here, unlike half of the people in this room.
No.
I'm an alien.
Then we have International Noah.
Wow. Wait, did you just come up with that, or were you thinking about this all day?
No, I was
Can
thinking about domestic Darren Delgado was the best I came up with after a day of thinking about alliteration.
Yeah. And then for you, we didn't even pick something that starts with an N.
Then we have Socialism Sydney over here.
All right. Sure.
That one I did think about all day. And we want to hear from you. Listeners, if you're listening, if you're out there, give us a call. 213-WIDE-NUT is the number. That's 213-943-3688. Area code 562. Are you mourning the death of Charles Manson?
Hey, Tutorino. No, not really. But, Rob, didn't you once have a Charles Manson t-shirt? Are you going to burn that now? I mean, that'd be pretty incriminating for your publicity now.
Did I talk about that on the show? I believe I did, where I did. It was a Life Once Lost gave me a free t-shirt, and the t-shirt was essentially the face of Charles Manson, like a giant blown-up face of Charles Manson. But instead of the swastika in the middle of his forehead, it was there, a Life Once Lost symbol in the middle of his forehead. And I'll retell the story really quick. I was at a party with a bunch of, like, rock fans, but not necessarily metalheads.
Yes.
And one of them, like, not ironically, completely sincerely, and as a nice guy, just comes up to me, he's like, "You know, I just wanted to ask you about your shirt. Like, is it, like, ironic, or do you, like, support what he did?" Or, and I'm like, "What? Oh,
yeah,
no, I don't."
It
just hit me. Oh, yeah, I'm wearing a shirt of Charles Manson on it, and people might assume.
Yeah, how nice of that
people might,
to, like, address it.
Assume it's an endorsement.
Right. No, you say, "I'm wearing this so we never forget." You're welcome.
Pretty much. You're just normalizing it.
Well, what if you wore,
you're right.
But what if you wore a shirt with, like, planes crashing into the Twin Towers, though? You know, never forget that. But that would still enrage people.
Sean.
Wait. The Never Forget merch doesn't have, is it? The plane to get, like, a
but that would be the equivalent. That would be the equivalent of wearing Charles Manson's
face. No, I'm saying I shouldn't have been wearing that shirt. It just it didn't hit me.
I understand.
Until I got called out on it.
Right.
Someone needs to dig up a photo of Rob wearing that shirt somewhere.
And anyone I've embarrassed,
but just to take the opposing, like,
I agree
with you. I see the merit of the other argument,
which
is, like, if you are a metalhead already,
yeah.
Like, you know, Slayer has shirts that just have Satan and mutilated bodies and shit. Like, why is that any less? Why is that different from supporting Charles Manson?
To be fair, that is not within my aesthetic. I would never wear
that. Not
those.
You. Generally, like, just metalhead gear in general. Like, there's all this horrific imagery to show.
Sure, yeah. Or, like,
but you wouldn't wear a t-shirt of a dictator, though.
I wouldn't.
Depends on the dictator, though.
I will say I have a Dennis Rodman jersey. Because I loved Dennis Rodman in the 90s.
Yeah.
And it was such a prized possession for me because I wanted a Dennis Rodman jersey.
It's the only shirt that would actually fit you.
Oh, oh, make a similar
you
joke.
Shady bitch. What about the...
I think because you're tall.
He had to stitch two jerseys together.
The Russian Olympic team, Oda.
Oh, I've actually outgrown the hockey jersey.
Wow.
But
can I have it?
But now I can't wear this wonderful Rodman jersey.
Why?
Oh,
no. Why can't you?
Because it is a... Friends
with
Kim Jong-un.
So?
Oh, I don't want to enjoy
that. That guy starves people.
I don't want to give props.
He's not friends with him.
Well, you're giving props to him in that period. It's different.
Okay. All right. I'll wear it next week.
And I don't think...
any excuse to wear my Rodman. All
right.
Well, I haven't worn it in a while now. It's
do you have any Charles Manson jerseys?
I have no more. All my Charles Manson swag
but
got thrown out that night.
On.
The Manson. The Charlies.
What do you think a Life Once Lost did with the box of t-shirts that they couldn't sell of Charles Manson?
They were giving them away to schmucks like me for free. That's what happened. That's why they gave me that shirt for free.
Probably donated.
No Richard Spencer basketball shorts?
No, I would not. I wouldn't.
You can do a clickbait post now about a Life Once Lost selling Charles Manson shirts and, like, call them out for it.
They don't even exist anymore.
The, one of them
they,
is a cop.
You yeah. should get a quote from him. How do you feel about endorsing serial killers back in the day?
Oh, I don't want to do that. He was a nice guy. He was a nice guy. No,
friends.
Yeah, they're wonderful. Deuterino, did you see that the guitar System of a Down wrote a whole thing about Charles Manson?
The like, I don't know. Some people probably just think he's an like Charles Manson was just an incredibly crazy person. So talking about dark stuff in songs might be compelling, but still, I think it's regardless. Like, he doesn't need to say anything.
What
I
did he
know.
Say?
So he goes,
I didn't even read the whole thing.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you. Now you're going to hear it.
Jeez.
Very sad. Very sad to hear the news about Charles Manson's death. During the time I was writing the Toxicity album, Manson's interviews.
Hold on. He wrote the Toxicity album by himself.
That's a weird humble brag. Right?
Yeah, I had to stop you there. I'm sorry, because I'm sure that he didn't write the whole thing by himself.
I'm looking it up. During the time I was writing the Toxicity album, Manson's interviews and music were a big influence on me as an artist. I titled the song Ottawa after Manson's environmental organization.
I just always said ATWA.
I like saying Ottawa.
It was about a plane, ATWA.
My interest was in the way he articulated his thoughts and his views on society, not the murders.
Okay, let's hope. Let's just overlook.
That's his version.
There isn't anyone else you can talk about that reference nature and like trying to preserve that.
Yeah.
You had to pick Charles Manson.
Right, but the other people who preserve nature do not create controversy when you support them and you're a public figure. So you have to pick Charles Manson so everyone can think you're either an asshole or some kind of really deep thinker, you know.
Someone dedicate a song to David Attenborough. That guy's amazing.
Well,
or the crocodile hunter. What
so
about him?
Even worse than he posts a photo that he asked his dad to paint, and it's a collage of
He asked his dad to paint a photo?
He posts a photo of a painting of himself in front of a painting. Thank you, Mr. Logistics over
the
here.
The parser.
Or semantics.
The parser strikes again.
So there's he's in front of a painting that his dad painted. He commissioned his dad to do, and it's like a collage of it looks like a crime scene, and then the centerpiece of this collage is a fucking swastika.
Oh,
well,
gotta top it off with the key imagery.
Did he buy that from Lars Ulrich's art show?
No, he got his dad to do it.
Oh, are you sure? I think that was from Lemmy's living room.
Lemmy requested a copy of the print, for sure. So
that
I
rug really brought the room together, man.
It was about the feng shui. The swastikas would really, separated the four sections of the room.
It's an ancient Indian symbol, okay, man?
It used to mean love.
Yeah,
stop being
sure.
So close-minded, Dad. By the way, I looked up the credits for Toxicity. Every track Serge Tankian is credited as writing the lyrics, and then every track the music Darren is credited, is credited as writing the music, and then there are some where Darren is co-credited with the lyrics, and a few where or just one. Oh, two, where Tankian is credited with the music.
Now, is Charles Manson thanked in the liner notes? Because if he was such a huge inspiration, you figure they would have mentioned him in the liner notes, right? While he was alive to see it.
What? They were in the band's thank yous list.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'll be quiet while Rob checks, reads through these.
So, he made no secret that ATWA was about Charles Manson's beliefs in the environment. And he said about Charles Manson in an interview at the time, he's in jail for the wrong reason.
Oh.
Wait, what? Huh?
I think he had an
what
unfair
the fuck?
Time.
The murder's
what?
Fair, but that hair.
When I was writing the story, all I could think about is that soundbite of me saying, what about all the good things Hitler did?
Yeah.
And he's literally going, what about all the good things Charles Manson did?
What were his environmental views that were so great? I don't even
It's
know
vague bullshit.
About
it's like the air. We are all part of the air, the trees, and the water. Like Oprah shit.
So he just sounded like a yoga instructor.
Yeah.
No fucking shit. Atoms. I mean, bring it down to that.
Basically nothing. It's like he's fluff. Garbage.
weird.
No, and don't poison the water, and, you know, obvious shit.
That other people also say, yeah.
Yeah, a mix of obvious shit and pseudoscience is what Charles Manson's brilliant fucking natural ideology is. And probably vaccines cause autism if you live that long. Know what autism was.
I see. So it's about, like, shunning technology and being of the earth. So ATWA is air, trees, water, animals, and all the way alive. And so that's kind of what it's about. Anyway, so naturally, when someone pays tribute to a mass murderer, a psychopath,
right?
A felon.
Why are you saying these words that way?
I sound smart. A bunch of the people on his Facebook were like, dude, what the fuck? You know, and in much unkinder terms. And so he then went into the comments and defended his tribute.
Oh, no.
And this, what I'm about to read is why musicians need publicists. Because if he ran this by his publicist first,
I'm sure he has a publicist.
Well, clearly they're not on top of him. So anyway, he goes, if all you know about Manson is what you've been sold by the media, I don't blame you for your negative comments.
It's all disinformation.
It's all disinformation, people.
Here it goes. But the other side of Manson was that he was a songwriter whose song Look at Your Game was covered by Guns N' Roses.
Oh, well, that makes it good then.
Yeah.
And it's like, also, that was a hidden track
on
their shittiest album. Like,
it's
not like,
that shitty. I like the Spaghetti Incident.
But Guns N' Roses, have they released a shittier album?
Well, I mean, I don't like Chinese three. Democracy.
Yeah. GNR Lies.
I love GNR.
Yeah, Lies
is
good.
I think Chinese Democracy is better than the Spaghetti.
Are there any people that ham up how great of an artist Hitler was? I mean,
there was a contingent of that at some point. I remember vaguely like that, a long time ago, like that. People say that he was a great artist, that he somehow got diverted from being an artist and became a political figure, and then all this shit happened.
So then,
yeah, I mean, he's a shitty person, so we have to focus on
exactly,
that.
Exactly right.
So then he continues, Manson also had very valid viewpoints on the society and the environment that even some of you people who are calling me disgusting couldn't argue with if you took the time to look into his interviews. It's like, again, you know, like there were a few things Hitler was right about, but there was a whole lot he was wrong about.
Right. So the why play up there? Other people who have the same views that did murder people.
Like this contrarian.
What I was going to say is that Guns N' Roses covered that song for the same reason that this fuckhead is now praising Charles Manson, because it just attracts attention.
Yeah.
It's
something
shock value.
Right. It's something everyone universally and correctly despises. So if you suddenly are for him, it attracts attention to you.
Then he goes, this just gets better and better. If Manson was just some idiot who killed people, he wouldn't inspire me in any way.
Right. But the fact that whether he's an idiot or not is irrelevant to the fact that he killed people.
I don't back murderers or murders in any way, shape, or form.
But you just said he shouldn't be in jail for that.
I don't know if you guys are aware, but Ted Bundy was really woke on net neutrality.
And you don't back murder or murderers.
Yeah.
Get off your high horse.
I don't back murders or murderers. But having said that.
Or it's probably not something you should publish on the internet.
Yeah, keep it to yourself. Manson was a genius who could articulate his thoughts in very clever ways.
I got to jump in here. Have you ever heard him talk? He can't articulate.
He's insane.
Shit. Can I play a clip?
Yeah, I was going to ask. Can you?
I tried to stop Nixon, and I stopped him dead in his tracks. I tried to stop the Vietnam War, and I did it. And I was convicted for being the father of this country. And all the things I did without breaking the law. Maybe I haven't done enough. I might be ashamed of that for not doing enough.
I think there's a lot of mail from people who want to follow me.
Does he have edited together, or is this something
to talk about? Clips edited together.
You'll all follow me. I won't. You know, you got these people over here that want to live. You want to live? Get in line, we'll live. You don't want to live? Hurry up.
Actually, sounds a lot like Alex Jones.
You know, the gate's open. You know, do your thing, man.
You want to live? You stay over here. You want to live over there? You're there with the people that are coming.
This is my favorite.
20 years later, and they still have no idea what you're about. Tell me in a sentence who you are.
Makes a lot of faces. I guess this doesn't come across on the radio.
Nobody. I'm
nobody. Very good.
A bum hobo. I'm a boxcar and a jug of wine.
That's my favorite line.
And a straight razor if you get too close to me.
I can't tell you enough how coherent that was. I'm a boxcar and a jug of wine.
He's a poet.
And a straight razor. Well, that's coherent enough for me.
I mean, I don't know the last time you listened to that System of a Down album. It's good, but it's not especially coherent.
No. Coherence is not one of their strong suits.
I guess I can see where the influence is.
Yes.
The environmentalism.
He continues. For all of you who say you're happy he is dead and he should burn in your imaginary hell, I would like to point out he capitalized hell, even though it's imaginary.
Might have been his phone that did it wrong.
That's fair.
It's heel, actually.
Burn in your imaginary heel.
My heel is very real, Noah.
You're the ones who should be ashamed of yourselves. You seem to be just as bad with your thoughts as the murderers. Shame, he means, that you hate so much.
But Charles Manson was a much better speller.
Yeah.
When he wrote in blood on people's walls.
But here, if you're making a statement and it has the sentence, I don't back murders or murderers in any way, shape, or form, Don't make the statement.
Yeah. I don't back murderers in any form, but here's 8 paragraphs on why Charles Manson was a genius.
He didn't technically kill anyone.
Actually.
Oh, yeah.
That was a comment that somebody left.
Oh, yeah.
Some of these, I just knew there would be some terrible comments.
Whoa, what tipped you off? The metal ejection banner?
Well, look, I'm going to say the majority of these comments are negative against what he's saying. They do not back Charles Manson. They do not back System of a Down. Some people are like, oh, this is making it hard for me to listen to System of a Down now. But then there was one guy who was trying to be all Sid-like. Because my headline was System of a Down's Darren Malakian pays tribute to mass murderer Charles Manson. Somebody writes, I added that. Charles Manson is not a mass murderer. He incited murder. In fact, he never killed anyone personally.
Why is he in jail?
Where are your fact checkers?
Sid was doing something that day.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Then I go, so my response.
Oh, God, now you're getting in the comments?
I have to get into
it. You pulled a Darren Malakian?
Yeah.
Just had to say something. I wrote, you know, Hitler didn't kill anybody personally either, and he, too, is considered a mass murderer.
He did kill people, though, I think, before he became the president of his country.
Wow.
I had to fact check you. But, point taken.
But anyway, somebody then goes, actually. Another actually.
You can't actually Hitler, okay? You cannot actually defend Hitler.
Hitler was a product of his time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He was Time's Man of the Year. That's like people say, oh, National Socialist, the Nazis were socialists. So right. Bernie Sanders is a Nazi.
He was Man of the Year because Man of the Year is not an award for being a good person.
It's
the person who influenced news the most in the year.
He created millions of jobs during the Depression.
All them Jew killing jobs.
This sounds like the GOP platform.
This sounds like this could be. Trump was a product of his time.
Yes.
He was Time's Man of the Year.
He was in a lot of golf country
millions
clubs.
Of jobs during the Depression.
Guys always talk about grabbing pussy in the clit. It's the way it is. You know, it's just you pick that up.
He goes, and actually, he actually writes, and actually, he tried to deport the Jews. Oh. Nobody wants them. Just like pointing and blaming Muslims, product of the time.
So the most next best solution is to put them into furnaces.
Right. Oh, nobody wanted the Jews, so let's just kill them.
Even if that
product
were true.
Of the time. he concludes, redheads were burned at the stake for being witches. Product of the time.
Did we actually bring that back?
Doesn't make it right. It makes it life.
Okay, and then he took it to, you know, a lot of Christians make that argument too, and Jews, I should say. Let's not leave Jews out. But whenever they defend the Bible, you go like, why is there, you know, slavery? Why does God say, oh, beat the shit out of gay people with rocks till they bleed to death? Why, you know, so on and so forth. And, oh, well, it was the way the Bible was written in that time. But no, motherfucker, you're saying the God in this story is real. Like, I know the real reason. The real reason is the people back then were crazy. I agree with you. But you're saying that, no, this is God, the creator of the universe, saying this shit is what we should be doing. So how do you explain that? And they go, oh, that's out of context. There's always a story, you know?
Right.
But that's the same argument he's using. Oh, well, Hitler, come on, come on.
And the craziest part? That wasn't even the craziest take in this one thread.
Actually,
this guy goes.
Oh boy.
I mean, this is just
that
wild.
That was actually.
Actually, Hitler was a cross-dressing, homophobic, child molester, i.e. slept with his niece, then killed herself, also diagnosed with impotency.
Uh-huh.
Do the math or psychology. He was among the weak links of the human race. Nothing superior there.
This should be a game show to try to find people who can come up with the worst attacks on Hitler possible. That might win. That might be the grand prize.
That's the worst.
That might be the worst attack on a horrible person that you could possibly make. No, Hitler was terrible because he was a fag. Not because he.
No, listen. If we're gonna talk about Hitler being bad, let's talk about the real problems.
And a niece fucker.
Yeah, niece fucker. No, actually, he didn't say he was a fag. He said he was a cross-dressing, homophobic child molester.
Yeah, homophobic. Not so the opposite.
Oh, I thought you said homosexual.
No, homophobic.
But doesn't homophobic mean that you're gay? Like
you're afraid of the
like
gay.
Yeah, like you're afraid of being gay, so you lash out. I think that was the implication in this person's comment when they said he's a cross dresser.
Yeah.
It seems like a caricature of I know that cross dressing doesn't equate to being gay, but I feel like in the mind of ignorant people that's a way of saying that they're gay.
Well, if only we could just get clarity from Joel Cuck.
Yeah, call in Joel Cuck. You're welcome to, and we will not attack you, we will let you air your views.
We will not cuckold you.
We will give you our rebuttal, but we will not abuse you. You'll have an open forum to discuss your opinion.
Just dial 213-WIDE-NUT. It's 213-943-3688. Enough about Charles Manson. Let's talk about someone a little more reputable. Let's talk about Gene Simmons.
Okay.
Reputable.
Gene Simmons, in a way, before you get to the story even, I almost feel it's like when the same way like when a Jewish landlord or slumlord like gets called out for being a slumlord. I just feel so embarrassed to be Jewish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gene Simmons, same thing.
Yes. He's the opposite of a credit to his race.
Right. He's a discredit to his race.
He's like every bad stereotype.
Darren, are you okay? Do you need a recall?
I wish you didn't call it out. Jeez.
Darren needs a Gene Simmons cough drop.
I came into the show despite being very, very ill. I'm a trooper.
You are trooping it.
I don't feel well.
Well, Gene's not had the best week, I would say. There's a few things to unpack here. So, first I want to talk about this. This is an aside almost. So he was, he's out on a tour. So when Kiss is not out doing shows, you know, demanding high ticket prices,
right,
he's out doing solo shows, which I assume is just the Kiss material that he sings without any of the makeup and the glitz, for assumingly still way too much money. And so he was doing one of these Gene Simmons solo shows of Kiss. And so he was in East Providence.
Wow.
And,
big venue.
Big East Providence rock scene over there in Rhode Island. And so he was getting a key to the city.
Which he immediately turned around and sold. On
eBay. Yeah, or he melted it down.
He actually copyrighted it, and now he owns it. So the mayor comes up.
Good evening, everyone. I'm East Providence City Councilman Brian Barrett.
Oh, City Council.
Someday.
Booze, some booze.
It's going to be mayor or something.
This is Erica Mayer.
Young Max, who got up here.
Oh, the City Council. I'd like to announce Gene Simmons' kiss.
I want to first say that I am humbled tonight to be on the stage to honor Gene.
Honor Gene.
Proclamation.
I know what a first name is.
His long industrial career.
He kind of sounds like Joe the Opera a little, too.
I've known Gene. We used to go to shul together.
He once straightened my wife's scheidel when she didn't have a compact.
One time, I look over and Gene Simmons is playing with my titses.
Gene Simmons' wife makes the best falafel. I wouldn't believe.
We'd be here all night.
Talk about all the great things Gene Simmons does. We'd be here all night.
And now, here to read the bracha is the one and only Gene Simmons of Kiss.
What's the bracha?
It's like prayers, right? Like Shabbos prayers.
Yeah, Shabbos prayers. One time, I
everyone, let's not laugh. Go, Noah. Let her. Come on.
You pass.
All right. We'll play some more.
Let her go. I want to hear this joke now. I want to hear this bit.
I can't even do the voice because I'm laughing.
Okay.
Okay. One time I went to Gene Simmons' house for dinner, and his wife made a really great gefilte fish. Oh, I meant to say Pesach.
Gene Simmons was over at my house on Pesach. He helped me build my sukkah. We break bread, and I gotta tell you, Gene Simmons' potato latke recipe is the best recipe in the world.
Gene Simmons' voice when reciting the five questions is second to none.
We had a little fight one time because he brought his hookah into my sukkah.
Oh. Oh. Did he molest the hookah in the